is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is...
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, next up, one of our newest and intrigued, My Conscious Wellness, with Andrea and Bill. Let's bring them on to reintroduce themselves, their show, and what's up for today. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Good to be back.
Yay, it's good to be anywhere at this point. Yay. So let's get you to do the elevator speech, reintroducing yourselves and the show, and what's up?
Sure. So my name is Andrea.
I'm Bill.
And I would say we're the founders of My Conscious Wellness, a community or a group of people who happen to be leveraging tones and frequency and technology to help enhance love on the planet.
Ooh, love that.
I know.
Well, lots of feedback, by the way.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit loop back so we can hear it. So I'm trying to just tune in, but
uh-oh.
I don't know. That would be our pitch. And,
okay,
you
well, let's hold the space. Sorry, just I hold the space that the, is it an echo you're getting?
Yes, an echo coming back. An echo coming back. I can hear myself through you.
Huh. Well, let's hold the space that that goes away because I don't have the button for that.
You don't have the easy button?
You know, I have an easy button. I used to hit it all the time. Very violently at some points, but no. But I don't have a button for this, so it's just going to go away.
All right, that's what we're headed for then.
And then you asked us another question. What did you ask us again?
So what is
for
up
today?
For today? What's,
for today?
Yes.
Okay, now we're in the same space.
Okay, now we're in the same space.
Today we wanted to explore a little bit around the frequency of love and using tones and vibration to connect more deeply to the soul.
All right, I'm down. So where do we start?
Well, one never knows, but let's start here and see where it goes.
Oh, we got to ask you how our journey was with the tones. How was your journey with the tones?
Oh, God, it's still ongoing, I think. It's funny because I've been really diligent about putting them on, and some of them are so annoying, so I'm missing that's doing something. So I hope I'm not messing it up, but I turn the volume down when they're on because just some of them just piss me off.
Excellent.
But I
still that's a great segue. So why don't we use that as an example, right, of kind of talking about the frequency of love and how the tone, and we'll talk about a couple other things today, have played a role. So those tones were the first tool that Bill and I together, we ever got introduced to, and they were a tool created by quantum sound therapy. And I thought the same thing as you. I remember getting my first set of tones made from my voice, and I took them home, and back then they were on CD. And I started listening, and I thought, he said to me, these are your soul tones. And I thought, oh, my God, I must sound like shit. Because I was expecting angelic music.
Right.
Right? Not those buzzing sounds. And I thought, wow, this is crazy. Like, thought, how could this possibly be a reflection of me? Because they weren't exactly desirable.
What we find is that when some of the frequencies really irritate you, it's because it's digging out and poking at a pattern that you're holding on to. And so the ego in me do. Most people, after listening to them for a period of time, actually turn from being irritated to going, oh, my God, I love my tones.
I'm not there yet.
But you're not at that point yet, right?
No, I am not.
We get it. We get it. Because what they're doing, or our sense of what they're doing, is they're digging at what isn't love.
Mm.
And so that can sometimes be extremely uncomfortable for many of us, depending on our journeys and how we've responded in the world. And so, you know, when we talked about today's show, what we wanted to do was open the door to beginning these conversations, right, about getting back to love and what that means and how we use sound in doing that. And so the tones were a great example of the first tool of many that showed up in our lives. Because when we first met each other, going back to each other, we both had this inner sense that the journey was a journey of getting back to unconditional love. Anything but much of what the planet has not been. And so there was tools that showed up, this being one of them, to assist us and others to begin to peel back the layers and get back to that over time.
You know, I'm thinking at this point, before we go any further, we should kind of have you recap on what the heck we're talking about as far as tones.
That's a great idea.
Sure.
Yeah.
These are... Actually, it's very scientific. It's a repeatable process. We take 10 or 12 seconds, roughly, of a person's voice. You can start by saying a silly phrase, and then you can use it for affirmations and, you know, focusing on love directly or focusing on anger or whatever it is. And the computer takes those frequencies and does breaks them down into about 1.2 billion pieces of data. And then it does a simple mathematical calculation to actually figure out, you know, like, let's say C-sharp. How often is your voice saying C-sharp in that 12 seconds? And it figures out which frequencies you're overly abundant in and ones that are lower, not as frequent. And from that, it then creates a set of frequencies or tones, we call them, that help and train your body to balance those spots in your voice that are either overemphasized or underemphasized.
And so it's an orchestra of sound created for each person, or can be done as a group to help, just like an orchestra or a symphony orchestra, begin to harmonize you without having or needing to know necessarily what's going on in the background, which can be extremely effective for those of us, and I shall put myself in this quite easily, for those of us who are optimistically determined, I'm going to call myself.
Stubborn.
All right, we call it that. Who have a gorgeous drive, but on the same token also have a strong need, in my case, for control.
Mm.
And that control can sometimes hinder, I now see this, our capacity to receive love, be love, be part of love, which is essentially what we feel the journey is coming back to. So these soul tones or personal frequencies are portable, easy to use. They can be used as often as you choose. I mean, sometimes I used to listen 9-10 times a day because, again, I was optimistically determined. But like you mentioned, sometimes they can grate on your nerves. And so it's an easy tool that allows people to use in the background. In fact, we're wanting to offer that into the radio show so people can also listen to group tones and begin to get introduced in the background if they wish to listen.
Yes. And I'll let you know for later in the show, we have managed to upload what you sent. So it's it's there.
Oh, you're the bomb. I didn't know we were going to pull that off for today.
We did. We did indeed. But I mean, this is an amazing technology, but you know, what kind of things are, should be happening as far as the transitions and you know, the evolution of listening to this, what should be happening? What should I be feeling?
Something.
I knew it'd be facetious, Nicole.
So I guess the scientific or the logical mind wants to know what's going on.
Yep.
And we hear that. We understand that. But it's the logical mind that has put us into the position where we are. And so when we're trying to make change, the part of the trick appears to be is, can you bypass the ego or the thinking part of the brain? And hence frequencies like this and others, your mind doesn't know what's going on. And that's perfect. You shouldn't know what's going on. Just allow it to be. And you know something's going on by observation of yourself, seeing whether there's, you know, response patterns. You're getting irritated by some of the frequency. That's a fascinating one. Always is, right?
And a great one. We would say,
it's fantastic.
If you're comfortable continuing. What else have we seen, though, as examples for Nicole and the listeners?
Well, I mean, on the one radical extreme, I remember one lady jumping out of depression after she's had it for 20 years, and in 3 weeks of listening to tones, that was gone. Then she thought, well,
wow,
it's totally gone, because she stopped listening to them and was back in a hole again. So it seems that there's deep patterns that will take a while to release. So because it's so subtle that the body and the ego can still override, so nothing is outside of your free will zone. It's completely up to you. So we've seen people sleep better. We've seen people get focused. We had one person that had a learning disability, quite, you know, like a grade 5 or grade 6, start listening to his frequencies over and over and over to the point where he started interacting with people and went on to college and university. And his dad in Edmonton is forever grateful for it. In fact, he loves them. He used to call them his tones, and he listened to them. Now I think he's in his late 30s, the early 40s.
I was going to say 30s, yeah.
So we see all sorts of ranges. Kids, children, sometimes you get the right set of tones, your bodies function better. You can do these with cats and dogs and horses. We've done it with horses, and they've just got to vocalize something. And it's amazing what the frequencies do for animals, because they don't have the consciousness we humans do with the stories.
So animals vocalize something, and you establish tones out of that?
Absolutely. All we got to do is get a dog barking or a cat meowing. Or horse neighing. I think that's the right word. I'm not a farmer.
I think it's neighing. We'll go with neighing. Wow.
And it's really great for couples, to be honest, that when Anne and I came together, you know, we had both been married. We both weren't in our 20s, so we still had our own patterns and habits. And so often we would just look at each other and speak into the microphone, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And play those tones throughout the night. And it accelerated our journey of letting go and finding the beautiful love between us both. And in groups, you know, let's say you're doing a course with a coach or something like that over a 4-week period, getting a set of tones that is in alignment with whatever you're studying can be profoundly enhancing of your whole experience.
Wow. So how long have you been using these tones?
Well, I started, I think, about 14 and a half years ago. I was down taking advanced biofeedback training, and the instructor said, hey, how would you like to have a little session and listen to the tones? So we all said, sure. And he played it through some weird-looking box, but we listened to the results, the tones, and it changed my life forever. And it was significant. It was from wondering about spirit to knowing. It's like the difference of having a winning lottery ticket, a real one, versus one you're hoping to win with.
Can you describe in detail what happened to you when you experienced that?
I'll try, sure.
Okay.
So we started out
since we're here
saying I'll give you the whole sequence, right? Because it's still quite clear in my mind. There was only 8 of us in this small group, me and 7 women on the course. The couple, the instructors. And so we said that the group sound like the vowels, basically. And then he worked on his computer for a little while, and he played them through a scalar energy instrument. This is some of the stuff we'll talk about coming up in the future. We all just laid on the floor, and he turned the speakers on, and as a group, we listened to it. And, you know, 1 or 2 of us may have fallen asleep. I didn't. I just kind of disappeared in consciousness. It was like, holy shit, what is going on? I was very new to this journey. And really at the end of it, after listening for a little bit and coming to, coming back to a full conscious state, it was like, holy shit, I don't have to have faith anymore. I don't have to carry belief anymore. I was a preacher's kid, so I was taught, have faith, right? I was just chuckling inside. It's like, I don't need faith. I don't need faith at all. I know. There's no faith. That's for people that don't know. And so there was this deep, as we shared after, he said, well, anybody have any experiences or what they felt? And I said, well, I don't know what happened. But whenever I came back into my normal consciousness, it was like, okay, I know. And then over the next few days, it just settled in so strongly. And then I couldn't get enough. It's like, oh, I got to be involved. This is crazy. Because my background was technology and computers. And so when you can find a computer and / technology, it has no opinion of who you are. It repeats the scientific process consistently 100% of the time. No error. And so when it's irritating, it picks something up, what your body is responding to those frequencies. Sometimes they do all sorts of crazy things, but that's really what attracted me, was for me to have gone 45 years having faith to knowing in 34 minutes. I couldn't believe it. I was like, holy shit. So since then, I've likely listened to, 5,000 times, maybe 10,000 times. And that's kind of my journey. Anne, you just started, 11 and a half years ago?
Yeah, so mine was 11 years ago. My experience, radically different from his, hence, you know, answering your question, which is a great one, is not often easy to answer. But the first time I played a set of tones, it felt like a breath of fresh air. It's like I could breathe again. And I had been seeking, you know, most of my life, all of my life, in different ways, right? From traditional medicine to alternative modalities to seekers and, you know, all kinds of things, right? And I thought, wait a second. There was just something very apparent to me in the contrast. And I was aware enough, it would have been in my 40s at that time, to know myself well enough to know the delta, that there was something in these tones that were getting at something that I couldn't explain. And so in my case, because I have had out-of-body experiences, I think we talked about that even on the first show, I thought, wait a second, there's something very real. And so in my case, the simple example is I think I listened 8 or 9 times audibly on my speaker system in my kitchen. I don't even sit still. I was just cooking, cleaning, doing my thing, right? But I was playing them in the background because I spent money and I was like, screw it, I'm just going to listen. And what happened in the first 24 hours is I ended up on my knees crying.
Wow.
For about a solid hour and a half. And this was big for me. I mean, funnily, first, because I thought I was falling apart and thought, what kind of crazy shit show is this? Whoever cries like this? But I had stopped crying for almost 22 years. I can't actually even tell you the last time that I had let out emotion, even in this way, even after 9 years of a psychologist, right, after the birth of my first son. And pretty much nobody had been able to get past my walls. And not that my walls were intentional. I mean, I just thought I was superwoman or super strong or whatever story I gave myself, right? But I didn't realize that I was holding stuff in or keeping people out. And so after I finished crying, you know, for an hour and a half, I texted him and pretty sure I called him an asshole.
She said she was falling apart.
But said, like, I feel like I'm coming unglued. And he said, congratulations, you're actually falling together. And that really stood out for me on some deeper level. I had this strange knowing of the truth of what he was sharing. And so I continued and have continued for the last 11 years, off and on, with sets of tones and other tools and so on, having this inner knowing that I was getting back to something I couldn't quite explain. And so that's my experience, which of course is radically different from his, but both are equally valid.
I think that what we find with using these would be really they're endeavoring to harmonize the discourse or in your body, your emotions, your mental, spiritual. It's trying to harmonize that. And as it becomes harmonizing, the truth of who you are starts showing up, love. So the tones create the situation and the byproduct is love. So the absence of story is neutrality of love. The absence of, you know, some of the matrices that we get caught in ourselves. Our natural resonance is love, and it starts showing up. And so when we can systematically do this, we can we have the opportunity to extend our consciousness, become more aware without having to embed upon somebody's protocol or somebody's way of doing it. So having been very religious as a preacher's kid, there were very much rules. And with this stuff, there's no effing rules. It's amazing because it does its job. And your consciousness responds. And it just fascinates me how non-biased it is. It is perfectly scientifically repeatable, and so hence, but unpredictable because it's a subtle energy. You might think you want help, a broken heart, because you lost a lover. And the system realizes through your voice, the system sees that your voice is stuck on feeling unworthy of love. So those frequencies start getting played, and you start unraveling or reshuffling or reassembling very differently. So you think the one thing with your mind is the problem, but your voice reveals a whole different situation. And the voice and the technology doesn't lie, period. The voice is your unique signature in the universe.
Very intriguing indeed. I'm going to double down on my tones, listen to them more. They annoy me. And see what's going on. But I know I've been going through some deep transitional stuff. So, you know, you guys showed up at an interesting time. So I'm attributing a lot of that to that. But I love the science aspect. I mean, for 25 and a half years, we've been exploring the, you know, well, as Dave calls it, metaphysics, the physics of the metaphysics. I've done 15 years of training with him after bringing him on as a guest, former CIA remote viewer David Morehouse, and lots of hands-on experience with, you know, the science of the brainwave states and sound itself, right, and the power of it. So I know there's something to this. Very powerful.
And we take it up to the next level. And the next level is where we take those frequencies and we use them to stimulate copper coils through amplification.
Oh.
So now what that does is it extends the effect on the human form. So when you listen to the sounds, for the most part, you're getting the biggest stimulation through the eardrum into your mind. But when you put them into scalar coils, the whole body, every cell in the body is being affected. The emotional body is being affected. The mental body is being affected. And when noble gases are used, then the whole spiritual body is being affected. So then you can actually go extremely deep with healing. I'd love to say it's instant, but it's not. There's still a journey of self, of letting go yourself, a person, of letting go, as you know, of whatever is going on in your life that's not love. And so the journey is you can extend these now with the same set of frequencies into extremely powerful, anywhere from 100 to 500 times, 1,000 times more powerful, actually, than just listening to the frequencies. So then everything is experiencing it, your whole being. And so hence why people then change out their tones periodically.
And so the power of what we're offering that you've uploaded today is an opportunity for your listeners to just experience what we call a group set of tones. So this particular group set of tones comes from, in the moment, 19, I believe, of some of our strongest connections, not 1900, but 19 people who have set an intention to anchor more love and more light into their existence. And so we take those voice files and we merge them, and we used to do this often in groups, primarily across Canada, where we would take group tones and take people on a group journey. And so we're super curious and excited to see how your listeners respond to the frequencies and the tones, if they're willing to listen, and how it affects them. Because my guess is over the years and all your discussions is there's an understanding that there really is no time and space. And so we have an opportunity here together, those that, you know, feel comfortable and called to listen, to just begin even listening to those frequencies to help facilitate change.
I haven't checked out the audio or whatever. How long is the audio tones?
Yep, so the audio tones are 24 minutes in length. And then there's 3 minutes of ocean waves.
Just to help relax the nervous system.
At the very end. So it's a 27-minute length of audio frequencies to be listened to.
Okay. Okay. Just love it when the people are going to tune in right in the middle of that. So we're going to play out, right, the show today with the tones and see what happens. So what kind of preparation, anything that they need to know before we start?
Yeah, great question. I think we would encourage people live or later to be listening with earbuds and or some sort of semi-decent set of speakers. Like the speaker through a computer or a phone are not ideal because they don't pick up on the frequency range. You can do it, but if they're going to listen later or now, grab a set of speakers or a headset or earbuds or something like that, just to get a little bit more depth of the richness of what we're about to offer. And then, yeah, there's only other one thing that came to mind was those three first, they're bursts of tones. So there's a tone and then a break, a tone and a break. There's no practice required. They can breathe through it. If people have a practice themselves, then certainly, you know, follow that. You can walk, listen, chew gum. But those first three tones, we would encourage people to hum or breathe, or match the resonance of their voice. Now, you can certainly do it through the whole thing. Some people sing and dance through them. Other people want to throw the computer at the wall. but those first three tones can go really deep. And so if people are willing to, at least for the first three, connect in, listen, breathe, and allow, we would say encourage them to invite their own soul, their own essence, into themselves in this experience, and then just enjoy.
Enjoy. All right. So here's what we should do. We're getting ready to hit play and ready to enjoy, I hope. And we'll see what happens. But what we should do is get you to do your wrap-up and shameless self-promotion now so we can just, you know, stay with the vibe once we hit play on these tones.
Yeah, I would love that because you're right. If people enjoy them and journey with them, we don't want our voices schlapping at the end of it. So I would say the shameless self-promotion tonight is we're actually beginning to journey even deeper with something we call the love experiment. And so this is using tones, frequency, and then other biofeedbacks. Remote energy support that we'll talk about in now and in the future in the shows. And on some level, we're playing with how to introduce that into this show as well. So if that's got you curious and you want to anchor, you know, more love and more light into your life, then, you know, head to the website, mycw.ca, and under challenges, you'll see the light and love experiment. Come explore, connect, and journey. We'd be honored to participate.
Well, that sounds very intriguing. As it all does, you guys are doing cool stuff. Speaking of cool stuff, all right, so we're about to hit play on the tones. We're going to play out to the end of the show with this so we don't interrupt the vibe at the end. Any last words before we hit play?
Grateful and gratitude for you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And here we go.
Done.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.